Now you are doing explanation of bhakti, uttha, anartha. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has told that this anartha come from bhakti or bhajan, so it's called bhakti uttha anartha. Before pure bhakti, it came in our heart. When you are doing bhajan, then the nature of bhajan, all living entity will be attached towards you, will follow you. And when you are doing bhajan without hypocrisy, without being without hypocrite, if you do bhajan, then wealth, money, name, fame will come to you in beginning stage, is bound to come. And this is the biggest obstacle to achieve Krishna Prem. So whoever has desire to attain Krishna Prem, you have to be very careful and have to protect ourselves from this type of desire. I don't, if we hankering for wealth, name and fame, then due to bhajan it will come very easily. But the biggest obstacle in the way to attain Krishna Prem, so we have to protect from all this desire. Once this name and fame, etc., this desire came in our heart, and if you do bhajan, then anartha will increase, will not decrease. So it is called sub-branch or weed of bhajan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Srila Rupa Goswami Pad for the whole world. In Chaitanya Charitamritam, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, Bengali prayer 158 to 168. Please type out and meaning and purport also. No need to write purport, only type it. Only by the rendering service to Srila Gurudev or by his costless mercy, he can get rid of this anartha. His anartha also, he can get in five ways. Ekadesh Bortini, Bahudesh Bortini, Praiki, Puruna, Attantiki. The sequence of this anartha nipriti is five types: ekdesh bortini, bahudesh bortini, praiki, puruna, attantiki. When this anartha will go a little bit, like ...25%, 30%, then it's called ekdesh bortini. When it go about 70% or more, little more, 75, up to 75%, then call bahudesh bortini. Praiki, when it almost gone more than 90%, then call praiki. And when it go 100%, then call purna. And attantiki, when the anartha goes away 100%, still there is some possibility to anartha again can come back. So if this anartha will not come back anyway, in which stage, that stage called attantiki nivritti. In different bhajan stage, it anartha also reduce in different ways. So there is different stages of bhajan kriya and different stages of anartha. There is one table giving in Madhurya Kadambini, page number 212. Have to type out this also. So these are agyan. In Gurudev Pranam Mantra it mentioned that agyana timirandhasya, this is the ignorance of darkness. And Gurudev giving us sambandha gyan. In sambandha gyan, they mention in Manasiksha slok number 9, Madhisa Nathati, Braja Vipina Chandrang, Braja Vaneswaring, Tang Nathati, Tadatula Sakhiti, Tulalitam, Visakhang, Sikchali Vitarana Gurutti Priyasaru, Girindra Utatrik Chaloli Tarati Tati Smaramanaha. Have to type this slok and no need annoy, translation and full commentary from Mana Siksha, slok number 9. And this, which I explained as before, the anarthas, this is the ignorance of darkness, and what knowledge Gurudev is giving, how to get rid of this anarthas, get rid of aparad and other thing, and especially the sambandha gyan.